Welcome to Water Online Radio, broadcasting live from Chicago, Illinois, and WEFTEC, the Water Quality Event. This show is brought to you by WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. WaterOnline.com. Now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Todd and Todd and Water Online Radio. Thanks for joining us. This is day two of Water Online's live coverage of WEFTEC. And Todd, you know, the greatest joy you and I have of broadcasting from this event, which you've done for several years now, is the continuous learning that you and I get to do and the amazing, intriguing, innovative guests we get a chance to showcase. And today is no different.
Yeah, and it's learning from different perspectives. I mean, talking to the manufacturers and the vendors and folks installing all these wastewater treatment facilities is fascinating, but it's a whole different perspective to have somebody that's responsible for making it all happen to the community that they're in.
Yeah, no, this is going to be a very scintillating conversation. Say hello to David St. Pierre. He is the executive director of the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago. Welcome to the show, David.
Thanks, Todd. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you. Thanks for carving out some time to join us. David, before we begin, can you take a few seconds and tell the audience a little bit about you and your background?
Well, I've been in the water environment world for almost 30 years now. I started out in the West Coast in Eugene, Oregon, and spent some time in Seattle and then in St. Louis and Atlanta. And now I'm in the greatest city in the world, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, it is my hometown, so I appreciate the good work you're doing here. David, the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago, hereforth called the District. Give us a 10,000-foot view. What's it all about? How are you serving your market?
Well, the district serves the entire Cook County region. We have about 5 million residents that we serve. We have 7 treatment facilities and treat about 1 billion gallons of wastewater a day.
Wow.
In 2004, we took on the arduous task of stormwater management for Cook County. Chicago, if people have not visited there, is a marshland and is extremely flat, so stormwater presents some incredible challenges for the district, and really trying to make sure with the weather changes that we've had up here that people are protected and their properties are protected.
Well, it's good to hear that you came through Atlanta, our hometown, and got your training to be able to deal with the Chicago treatment facility. But it is the world's largest wastewater treatment facility, right?
Well, we do have a plant that is the largest in the world. It treats about 1.44 billion gallons of wastewater a day. It has that capacity.
What kind of challenges does that present, having such a large facility versus a smaller one? Or is it really not all that different?
You know, it's really not all that different from any treatment facility. You have the same basic processes. You're just dealing with a lot bigger equipment and a lot more water.
Now, we're talking about the Stickney Water Reclamation Plant, correct?
That's correct.
We're adjusting to. So I understand that you recently announced that that facility is adopting nutrient recovery. Why did you make that decision?
Well, nutrients are the number one hot button issue right now that regulators across the country are trying to get their hands around. And if we don't take the lead as water professionals and decide how to address this issue, then our pattern has been to be forced to do that work, kind of trying to catch up with technology. So we volunteered for a nutrient limit at our three big plants, and we're moving forward with BioP removal and a process that can actually recover the phosphorus and be resold as a fertilizer product that's a very high-quality fertilizer.
Now, you just mentioned that nutrient recovery is a big, very hot issue right now, but, I mean, there's all kinds of other issues and problems you got to deal with. Climate change, aging infrastructure, regulations. Talk a little bit about the pecking order of things that you keep your focus on.
Well, we have a lot of things going on. You're exactly right, and the industry all over the country does. Aging infrastructure is an issue that you can manage through good maintenance program, and that's what it amounts to. So we keep our eye on that. We look at our system every 5 years. We take care of defects that we find. We have a very good program to make sure that our infrastructure stays in good condition. As far as combined sewer overflows, everybody has dealt with those issues in big old cities. We have our share of combined system. We began on the tunnel and reservoir plan in 1968. So Chicago was out in front. Before there was a long-term control plan, we had a long-term control plan. And when we're complete with that program, we'll have over 20 billion gallons of storage to mitigate combined sewer overflows. Biggest program in the country.
20 billion?
20 billion gallons.
I'm having a hard time getting my head around the numbers and the volumes we're talking about here.
That's amazing. David, Todd and I have been observing the water wastewater space, as you have for many years now, and obviously there's a lot of tight budgets that really impact the industry. I understand that you've recently instituted some operational changes that resulted in some significant changes, which is music to the ears of the industry. Talk about that, and is that something that can be replicated?
It certainly can be replicated. One thing that our industry has in abundance is engineers. Engineers are thoughtful people, but they're not necessarily strategists or managers. And the two components for efficiency are really strategy and execution. So the strategy in how you spend your capital budget, and you make sure that you're spending it on the right technology that gets you where you want to go. And it's also having the right strategy for your staff and the roles of your staff, and really being that true coaching team that allows really the optimization and taking advantage of the talents of all the people that you have working for you.
David, I try to put myself in your shoes for a minute, and I'm the kind of guy that every time I see a shiny object, I want to go grab it and play with it. But in your position, you've got a facility with a life cycle measured in decades. So chasing after the shiny objects doesn't work. However, there's some of those shiny objects, new innovations, could really be helpful economically in terms of efficiency, et cetera. How do you balance that? How do you look at it to make sure you got them in the right sink?
Well, I have the wonderful advantage of having a fantastic staff. I have just a brilliant conglomeration of scientists and engineers that really can look at the details of the new technology that comes out and delve into it and let me know in a very short time frame whether this is something that's worth chasing or whether this is something that really needs some more time to mellow and develop. So I rely on my staff heavily, and I think they're second to none in the country.
David, we're here at WEFTEC, and under this roof are lots of consulting engineers, lots of operators. Let me ask you this question. Are consulting engineers the end-all, be-all in technology decisions, or should the operators take a greater role in this?
Well, you have to look at people's mission. Consultants' mission is to get billable hours. Now, some of my best friends are consultants, and there are some very sharp, good consultants in the world. But utilities, we have a responsibility to deliver excellent service, and we have a responsibility to minimize the cost to our ratepayers. So I really believe that utility operators have to drive the technology decisions. So it's having that staff that has the talent to really identify the technology that we should be using, not to be afraid to be out front and make it happen.
You didn't directly use the word collaboration when you were talking about nutrient recovery, for example, but you did say something like stepped up to or volunteered for. Talk a little bit about collaboration. You, as the big guy on the block, certainly have a lot to teach to other treatment plants around the country, and I got to believe great ideas and innovation flow the other direction as well. Just talk about what you do to collaborate with other folks in your chair.
Well, we certainly have a great network. WEF is a great example of that. So I get to see the leaders of Los Angeles, New York, D.C., Milwaukee,
Atlanta,
you name it, Atlanta, on a regular basis. And of course, we share ideas, we share experience, and when somebody finds something that's working right, well, that's communicated to the whole community, and it really allows it to expand.
David, in the critical role that you play managing the district, I would anticipate and assume that you are all knowledgeable, but I imagine there's still a lot that a David St. Pierre can learn from attending and observing what's going on in an event like WEFTEC. Talk about some of the things that you're observing and seeing and learning here.
Well, you know, just to correct you, I am not an end-all to understanding. Again, I rely on my staff heavily, but this is a great event that you can walk around and you can see what's out there. It really takes the entrepreneurs and the innovators to come up with the products that you see on this tremendous floor, and you always see something new. And there's always an event or a speaker that just sees a little bit different perspective that kind of opens up a new world for everybody that attends. So it's a great venue.
David, I expect you're the sort of guy that's always looking for a really big, ugly challenge to go conquer. As you look out into the future, what's the one thing you'd still like to accomplish to really cap off a great career?
Well, I think that the industry as a whole acknowledges that the Clean Water Act, as we know it, is not the tool that we need going forward to really address these issues. So one of the big challenges that I'm engaging in across the state and really across the country is let's develop as utility leaders the way forward, the new paradigm that can replace that old paradigm and really make the difference that we need to make in water quality.
David, we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and your staff, and where can they learn more about the MWRD?
MWRD.org. My contact information's on there. My great staff is on there. Visit us and reach out.
All right, David St. Pierre, the Executive Director of the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago. David, it was a real pleasure to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
All right, well, that wraps this segment. On behalf of our guest, David St. Pierre, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, and all of us at Water Online, I'm Todd Schnick. Stick around for another exciting conversation. Water Online Radio. We'll be right back.